Welcome back, welcome back. Scorpion Daily. Oh man, I'm super excited to have you guys here. I don't think you guys realize that this is a milestone for me. I'm here. Like, we're here. And you guys are gonna experience this with me. I mean, I can remember getting introduced into the EDM music scene for the very first time. I'm gonna tell my backstory here. I think it's gonna be a big podcast. So I got into electronic music when I was 9 years old. It was like 9, 10, 11. And, you know, of course I listened to dubstep. Who didn't, right? But Skrillex, First of the Year, Scary Monsters. From there, it just kind of grew on me. And pretty soon, I was introduced to more and more dubstep artists. Kind of dabbling into other electronica. And I think that it was a really exciting time for me, you know? I was listening to music that no one listened to. I didn't know anybody who enjoyed electronic music as much as I did growing up. Even throughout high school, middle school, very few people enjoyed what I liked. So it was kind of interesting, you know. Normally, people let go of things that, you know, nobody else is into. People tend to follow the crowds, and I decided that, hey, I really enjoy this, whether if I'm the only person on the planet, you know. But the reality was, I wasn't the only person, and, you know, the electronic music scene was approaching its, you know, approaching a new era. It wasn't until I went to my first show in San Marcos, Texas. Shout out to Mark. And I saw Zomboy. Direct support was Eptic. And the opener was Xylent. And I thought it was such a stacked lineup. I got to see three of my favorite artists at the time. I got to see three of them all in one night. I couldn't believe it. So from there, I really enjoyed the show. And I experienced dubstep and electronic music as, you know, brand new for the very first time. And I had no idea that it would be as cool, but it was such an amazing show. It kind of felt like a rock concert, because I, you know, I've been to rock concerts before, but it was better, it was more, and the energy, the vibes were just immaculate. And from there, my my love grew, and, you know, I gotta thank all the people along the way that introduced me to new genres, new flavors, and, you know, new artists. My taste as a DJ, as a producer now, is all because of, you know, the influences that I've had. A lot of the stuff is not entirely original. All the tracks that I write are not entirely original. I'm taking influence from a lot of people that I hear, and man, I just so thankful, you know. So today's a milestone. I'm starting to realize what is it all about, you know? Why am I so drawn to this? I try to talk myself out of it at times, you know? I'm trying to talk myself out of it. And I just can't, you know? I just can't. So, what can we do? What can we do, you know? Go all in, right? And I think that's what's gonna happen here. I'm really enjoying myself and the productions that I'm getting to work on, and I'm just happy, you know? Just happy. It's all I've ever wanted, you know? What I really, really love is the authenticity of it. Like, I really love this shit. I really do. I'm really in love with it. It's like they say, you know, it's not a phase. We're all drawn to different things. And for me, my greatest blessing from God has been this love and compassion, understanding for the music that we hear, the music that's being created. So, I don't know. I say I don't know because it's so foreign to me, you know? Being able to, do these things. It's so foreign to me. I really don't know what else there is to do, you know? It's so new to me, all of it. I mean, I don't know if there's like I mean, I'm just at a loss for words. I don't know what it is. There's so much uncertainty. I think that's what it is. The unknown. That's why I don't have any words for it. It's unknown. And if you ask me again in 20 years, my answer will be different of what it is that I truly find inspiring about music. If you ask me again in 50 years, I'll have a completely different answer. And I'll probably be much more articulate. And it might even be a simpler answer. You know, the best answers are the simple ones. And I really, really just want everyone to feel the feeling that I'm feeling, which is a belonging, you know, a sense of belonging. Not within others, but within myself. You know, I feel like I belong in my own skin, and I feel like I belong where what I enjoy is authentic and is genuine and is me. I would like to say that I'm very, very feeling, I'm feeling very great because I'm not lying to myself. I really think that's what it is. Like, when you're being honest with yourself, it feels great. When you lie to yourself, it brings up a whole other different wave of emotions. So it's a big milestone for me. I just want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it, you know? It's a big journey ahead, you know? Really big journey. I believe in myself. I believe in others. I really want other people to win too. Because I'm so for sure that I'm gonna win. So if I'm that confident, that allows me to want other people to win too. Kind of crazy, you know? Everyone deserves to do what they love. Everyone. Attainment is not so easy. Attainment is not so easy. And just because you deserve something doesn't mean you're gonna get it. That's a very big lesson right there. Take care of yourself, guys. Self-awareness. It's at the pinnacle of everything. Without self-awareness, everything's lost to the wind. Everything's chaos. It's just a natural disaster waiting to happen. I want you guys to win. So take care of yourself. Self-awareness is key. You can do it. I believe in you. Thank you guys for being here. Good night.